This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk a little NBA, a little Lakers basketball right now. Let's welcome aboard Michael Thompson, a former NBA player, color analyst right now for the Lakers Radio Network. Hey, Michael, Tass and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks, fellas. Good to talk to you.
What's up, Mike?
Pleasure's all ours, Michael. And, obviously the Lakers big time in the news in terms of their pursuit of Anthony Davis. I'm curious here the fallout. We saw the scene Tuesday night, as you saw in Indiana. You know, the fallout of this, you know, all-on pursuit of Anthony Davis in that locker room between LeBron and his teammates.
Well, you know, all the players' names that are being mentioned in this trade, all those guys have to, you know, be mentally tough, be professional, stop sulking, seeing your name involved in trade talks. You have to understand as a young player, as a good player too, that your name's going to pop up, especially when a transcendent player is available, that teams are going to want to get him. So if you are not at the level of a player of an Anthony Davis or LeBron or Steph Curry or Giannis, player of that caliber, that ilk, you have to understand that your name's going to be involved in trade talks, and you got to suck it up and accept it and be tough mentally and play through it.
Well, yeah, I agree. You just hope that it can happen. You got to realize you're getting a paycheck at the end of the day to play and perform. But it's definitely, as you know, it's tough for these guys. Not making excuses for them. Let me ask you though this, Mike: are you surprised how difficult though it's been for the Lakers to more or less gel and mesh?
Well, they've had some injuries. Rondo was out for a while. LeBron was out for a month, and other guys, you know, got sick, missed some games. So they just haven't had a sustained period where they can keep their main 12 players or 10 players together. And so they were doing well for a while when LeBron was healthy. They were like 18 and 7 or something like that with a healthy LeBron. But then he got hurt. Then Rondo went out, and they just lost there. And then Lonzo got hurt too. So they just haven't been able to mash and stay together like a healthy team would. And if LeBron was healthy all year and Rondo, they'd be 6 or 7 wins better than the record stage right now. But injuries happen, and that's part of the game, and they still have time to turn it around if they can stay healthy over the next month.
You know, Michael, who's it, you know, who does it fall upon? I know the individual young player where you look at an Ingram, you look at a Ball, you look at a Kuzma whose names have been thrown out in that package down there to New Orleans for Anthony Davis, but in order to kind of rally it, does it fall on the shoulders of Walton here, or does it fall on the shoulders of LeBron?
I think it falls on the shoulders of the players to rally and to get their act together. The coach can only do so much. He can prepare you to play. He can give you the game plan. And just like you guys do in your show, you know, your bosses can't come in there and do it for you. You guys got to, when those mics are hot, you guys got to produce.
You're damn right.
So, you know, your boss will say, suggest you do this, do that. But when those mics are hot, you guys got to show up and do your job. Players are the same way. Coach is his management. He's your boss, tells you how your show should be conducted, just like they tell a player how you should play.
Right.
It's on me as a player, as an individual, to go out there and play and produce.
Well, Mike, and that's all well and good. Let me ask you this, though. There's a thought out there, and do you think the Lakers got played by the Pelicans at all here? Because, you know, LeBron openly talked about Anthony Davis, got reprimanded by Adam Silver in the NBA a few weeks back. You know, Anthony Davis then makes it, and his agent make it be known that he requested a deal a couple Mondays back. Do you think the Lakers got played here a little bit, that New Orleans never really had any kind of intention of trading Anthony Davis here to the Lakers before today's trade deadline?
Well, that sure what it looks like from a distance, from the outside looking in.
Sure does.
The Lakers have offered him a great package of young players, draft picks, salary cap relief, and it's still not enough. So it does take two to tango, and basically the Lakers get an A for effort, but it looks like the Pelicans just maybe going through the motions to see what was out there and had no intention of trading him.
Yeah, I you know, Moose and I were talking about that earlier, Mike. We kind of agree that that's probably what happened. So let me ask you, you know, you obviously know the Golden State Warriors extremely well due to the great success of your son. What's your thoughts on Kevin Durant? You know, he blew up on the media yesterday. He seemed a little frustrated and went at them a little bit here and there. What's your opinion and thoughts on that, Mike, if you don't mind?
Well, I've got some dinner bets and some bottles of wine bets with some of my co-workers and colleagues that he is not leaving the Warriors. He's going to re-sign with the Warriors. So that's what I believe. Right?
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of teams out there with cap room are going to recruit him heavily, but he's not going to, especially if they win it again, he's not going to leave that perfect situation. I think he's going to re-sign.
You think he's going to re-sign? Then why do you think all the scuttlebutt here? He's certainly taken on a little bit of a different persona this year. It was critical of LeBron, you know, whether or not stars want to be a teammate of LeBron in Los Angeles when some people were putting him in a Laker uniform following this season. You know, he had a little an issue with Draymond Green, one of his teammates, because Draymond was tired of hearing about the offseason and free agency here. Michael, why do you think all of this drama then has reared its ugly head in Golden State?
Well, because of it's you guys' fault. Talk radio. That's right.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All the bloggers out there, you know what I mean? Everybody's got an opinion now. Everybody's got a voice, which is fine. I love it. I love that everybody's talking about it and speculating about it.
Right.
But it's just so much talk about it. People, it just continues to, you know, rear its head up there, and it just won't die. And that's why, because it's 24-hour coverage 7 days a week. But that's okay. That's part of the business, and it makes it fun.
It's good for the league, as you know, right? You know that. I mean,
it's really
good for the league. Because the last thing you want is nobody talking about the league. Then that would kind of suck. I got to ask you on a side note. How the hell, your son is so great at shooting, man. Was it like always like just easy for him as a young kid? Or obviously your influence was a big plus, I'm sure. But like, take us back in time with Clay. Like, he's unbelievable as a shooter.
Yeah, in youth basketball up in Lake Oswego in Oregon, when he was 7, 8 years of age, he would shoot like a normal kid, just hoisting it up there, using his whole body. But they would go in. And when he was 7 or 8 years of age, shooting from the college three or just behind the college three, and he had that kind of range as an 8 or 9-year-old. And I said,
wow.
So his mother said, man, if this kid can keep shooting like this, he's going to make the league someday. She didn't want to hear that. She just wanted him to get good grades at grade school.
Of
she didn't
course.
Care about no other stuff, being a typical mother. But he always, since the day he picked up a basketball, he had a shooting touch. And as he got older and stronger, he really became a gym rat and started working on his form and just shot thousands and thousands of jumpers a week. And but little kids, you see little kids in youth basketball when you watch little kids, you see them be able to shoot the ball a lot or shoot the ball well. So Clay isn't a rare guy. Some kids just have that ability, normally they pick up a basketball, a girl or a boy.
You know, Michael, I'm curious because, you know, you play in the league, you're a very good player. What advice, you know, how did you, you know, you have a young son that's a huge star in the league, but as he was growing and he was maturing and he became a gym rat, and you mentioned the range that he showed when he's 7 to 9 years of age, you know, how did you help him, in pursuing his dreams? What advice did you give him?
It's pretty simple. Just like you tell any kid who has a gift or who's good, smart academically or musically in some form, if they have a talent or a skill, you tell them how blessed they are. I told him, listen, son, you're blessed. God has blessed you with the opportunity to shoot the ball and to be athletic. And he's blessed you with a healthy body. And I said, you better respect that and don't waste it. You know, be willing to stay hungry and stay humble. And if you do that, if you do those two things, you could go a long way in this business. So far he's done that.
Now, you got to be honest with you, Michael. When the Lakers are taking on the Warriors here, right, and you're a former Laker, you're a Laker analyst, who are you rooting for? You rooting for your son or you rooting for the Lakers?
You're on the spot, Michael.
People ask me that all the time. Yeah, and I always say, I want Clay to get 50, and I want the Lakers to win on the last second.
All right, respect that.
Well, there you go.
Good answer.
There
Good
you
answer.
Go. Michael, you know, LeBron, obviously, best player in the world. You know, first year in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And, you know, we've his career has been covered, you know, as much as any big-time player has with the, you know, with social media, with the way that the sports is covered in today's day and age as compared to 20, 30 years ago. But being around him, has there been anything that has even surprised you, Michael, about being what LeBron James is, what he is as a basketball player, what he is as a teammate, what he is as a leader?
Oh, no, man. I've seen him up close in four straight finals and how great he is and how he can take a team on his back by himself. Now that I'm around him every day, it doesn't surprise me. He's got such great work ethic. He's got good people around him to help him manage all the demands on his schedule because he's one of the top most four or five famous athletes in the world. So to be at this level, to play this great for 14, 15 years, you have to be committed to your craft. And he's a gym rat, man. He works hard. He just doesn't show up and let his talent just take him. He puts in the work. He's an amazing, amazing young man.
When you look at the head coach and Luke Walton, there were reports last week that LeBron's camp was not happy with Luke, Michael. When you look at Walton, a young coach growing into the position, another former Laker as well, do you look at him as being the answer, the solution as head coach for the Lakers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're 27-27, struggling with injuries. He got a lot of validity and a lot of backing from Clay and Steph and the guys in Golden State when he led them up there in Steve Kerr's absence. As Clay told me, they love playing for him. Luke understands the game, and he showed that he can do it here too, even though they're struggling. I hope they give him more time because I think he's a good coach.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I was talking with Taz earlier in the show, Michael, and, you know, I'm a lifelong Knick fan, right? So the frustration runs deep, right? It's always selling hope. It's always next year. It's this summer. It's that star, what have you. Now, why do the Lakers have to get Anthony Davis? I mean, you just got LeBron James. Do you need to have it all, Michael?
Well, you know, I like how the Lakers think. Dr. Buss, the late great Laker owner, the greatest owner in team sports, always wanted to pursue that marquee player, that franchise player. And franchise players from the time of Wilt Chamberlain to Kareem always wanted to come play for the Lakers. It's the lore of L.A. It's a great city. Great franchise, winning tradition. So you can't blame if it's Anthony Davis or whoever it is wants to come and play in the L.A. market. So it doesn't surprise me at all that this continues to happen with the Lakers.
You know, Michael, Moose and I were talking earlier. We were talking, just to circle back if we could, about Kevin Durant. And I know you're betting bottles of wine with your coworkers and friends that he's staying there with the Warriors. And you could be right. I'm sure you are right. But let's say, hypothetically, and this is what Moose and I were talking about earlier, he ends up in New York playing for the Knicks. You know, the scuttlebutt, the narrative has been, oh, man, the New York media, oh, God, you know, and KD's kind of thin-skinned, yada, yada. You know him. I mean, your son plays him. Do you think that he would be able to handle the New York media?
Yeah, that's a good question because they are so tough on you back there, so critical of you. But he's such a great player. He'll average 30 points a game. That he'll do his part. So if the Knicks don't win with a player of that caliber, you almost can't blame him because the rest of the guys will have to follow suit and play up to his standards. So, yeah, if for some reason he decides to go to New York over and supposed to stay with the Warriors, he'll handle the pressures over there just fine because look how he's done under the brightest spotlight in basketball in the finals, winning two straight finals MVPs. So he'd be able to handle it.
Michael, final one for me is this. Come 3:01 Eastern time this afternoon, do you think Anthony Davis is a Laker or do you think he's still a Pelican?
I think he's still a Pelican. And I think Dell Demps and the Pelicans are just going to wait until July to see what offers they're going to get. So it's going to be an awkward situation. But Anthony says if he is there at 3:01, he still wants to play. So I guess they'll just have to adjust to it.
Hey, Michael, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Love watching your son. Love watching you as a player. Continued success as an analyst on the Lakers Radio Network, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.